Something for the weekend. It's Trina Mara from The Attic and Damien Farrelly. How are you doing? I haven't seen you in about, I would say about 10 days now. Is it that long?
Yeah, time is flying by, but I'm getting used to being in my wardrobe. I know you're in your attic, but I'm in my wardrobe doing the show every day here from 2 o'clock. So kind of getting used to working from home now.
Yeah, because I physically haven't been in the office since the day the creche is closed. Working from home, it's amazing how you can get a studio set up literally overnight, isn't it?
It is, and it all seems to be going well. And the kids are kind of used to it now as well. The first couple of days, it was a bit like that viral BBC news presenter. He had Skype in his bedroom and he was doing a report to the world on TV. And in rocks the kids. That's happened a few times, but hasn't been too bad.
Yeah, and it's happened me too. I don't really care though. I think everyone expects it. You can often hear a dog barking in the background. But that's life now, isn't it? We all have to adapt.
It is. But you know what's getting me a bit worried now?
What?
We've just realised that our hair is getting longer. The eyebrows are getting bushier. And I'm a bit woolly on top. So we were all brought out to the backyard. Leona, my wife, just managed to get the last head shaver in the chemist, right? It was the very last one. And we've all been sheared like sheep.
A DIY haircut? That is very brave.
Yeah. And the state of us. But we've no other option. What do you do? All the hairdressers and the barbers, they're all closed. And it's going to be a big problem coming down the track for everybody. What do you do with your hair?
I suppose you can be doing a couple of things at home. But I don't know about doing a haircut at home. I think I'll wait.
But what do you do? What's your husband? What's Mick going to do? Do you know
what
I mean?
He's going to have long hair like a hippie. How are you getting on food-wise?
Food-wise, we're okay. I have to be honest, in the very beginning of this, we did, like a lot of people, a tiny bit of panic buying. In other words, we do have about 25 bags of pasta, which we haven't touched. Mm. But everything is okay locally where I live because there's orderly queues, the social distance, people kind of have manners. We're all used to it now. And there's loads of food in the shelves. So we've quit that. There's no need to panic at all.
Yeah. Are you going out regularly, though, to the shops, or are you trying to make it last for a week or so?
I suppose every couple of days, because it's that hard with fresh meat and that, because you don't want to be eating the processed stuff all the time, like your fish fingers or your fish that's out of the freezer or your frozen burgers. You have to mix it up a little bit.
I don't know what it must be like for you with three children at home. I've only one small one and every 2 minutes, I'm hungry. Can I have? Or what she says, I want.
Yeah, well, the only thing I have realised is that, and I'm going to have to put manners on it now next week, you have about 10 lunches a day just because you're working at home. Mm-hmm. You know, what people often, there used to be a thing on the radio, just from the normal radio station, what do you do between songs? Now it's making sandwiches.
And the cups of tea. You know the way you make me about 100 cups of tea a day when we're normally in the office?
Yeah.
I'm having to make my own cups of tea. It's terrible.
I really miss the office.
I know.
I miss seeing the friends. I miss, you know, the crack and the banter in the office. That's the big thing, I think. A lot of people would be feeling the same, I think.
Yeah, definitely. The only thing is, every time I have a cup of tea at home, I'm having a biscuit. Whereas I wouldn't dream about doing that in front of you. Well, listen, Damien, take care. And it's so funny, though, the last week or so since we haven't seen each other, we've been on the phone about every 5 minutes or so.
That's what it is, yeah. And do you know what? Rabbiting on about nothing. It's just kind of, what are you doing? Are you having tea? Are you having another biscuit?
These voice messages that you can do on WhatsApp. It's like, how are you?
Well, there are survivors. Great job.
All right, well, listen, we'll check in next week. Thanks, Damien. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.